with the last section of this amazing Torah from the Chalban, Zol Gezun Zayin, the Inyan of Bitochen and Hishtadlus, Bitochen and Hishtadlus, which we've been learning by Riches, goes to the very, very, very depths of the Seder of creation, of Yesod and Malchus, of Zohar and the Keva, of male and female, the Pasha that we just, Pasha's Bereshis, the whole Bria is Zohar and the Keva, borrows of, not just a man and a woman, but everything in creation. The Zohar, of course, is Kutshabrichel. And the Keva's Shechina is Malchus, Teva. Zohar, Kutshabrichel is Nais, that which is miraculous. And in that world of miracles, we find bitachon, we find inner peace and tranquility. We sit back, Hashem is boss in charge. That's the world of Zohar, of bitachon, of Kutshabrichel. Meidach, on the other hand, Malchus, in the Keva, Malchus is the world of Teva. So we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly. And in that world where miracles don't happen, in that world where things are unclear, and Hashem is so hidden, the Zohar Mamre is hidden in the Nekeva, in that world, we feel that we have to make Yishtadlus. And not only do we have to, but Hashem wants us to make Yishtadlus. We're supposed to make Yishtadlus. It's a mitzvah to make Yishtadlus in this world. And we're trying to understand in a very deep way that strange integration of Yishtadlus and Bitachon, of Teva and Neis, which is on a deeper level the yichud of the Zohar and the Nekeva. And we learn that the same way Bishas Maaseh, when the Zohar and the Nekeva are becoming one, when they're intimate, the Zohar is concealed within the Nekeva, the Koach of the Sod is contained within and hidden within Malchus. The tachlis of our lives is to be active members of the world of society, to make Yishtadlus, be in the world of Teva, but at every second of our lives to know that nothing is happening and nothing means anything without the presence of the Zohar, Kutshabrich, Yisoy. All of this now brings us back to Yosef HaTzadik. Since we know that Yosef is the Midah of Yisod, Tzadik Yisod Olam, the questions that we had way back last year, the questions regarding Yosef, who seemed to overstep the boundaries of what would have been considered a level of bitachon appropriate for a man of his stature. When he asked to be remembered, he asked twice to be remembered. So what happened with Yosef HaTzadik? So that's where we're up to on page Tavkuf Ayin Hey. Now we can return to the parasha, Mibchinas Or Yosef HaTzadik, and we're going to now take a fresh look at this sugya of the light of Yosef HaTzadik, Or Yosef HaTzadik. Shehinei Amarnu Shebchinas HaYisoid Hu Inyan Hislabshus HaShefa Shelatchur B'Zoy Chanukva. We learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in such a way where the Zohar, Hashem, the Zohar, the miraculous, the Shefa, the Bracha from above, of the Dchura, Dchur means the Zohar, is Besoy Chanukva, is hidden within the Nekeva. So, Al Nisachar Shabachol Yimimanu, the miracles that we don't pay attention to, because everything is a miracle, as we learned last time, but it's hidden in the Nekeva, it's hidden in Malchus, it's hidden in Teva, in nature. Everything is a miracle. The whole story of Chanukah, we learned, according to that Yisod. Now, how do we see this by Yosef HaTzadik? It's very, very remarkable. After we learn this, every single time we're going to learn Mitzvah Shem over the coming years, this year and the coming years, about Yosef himself, Yosef with his brothers, Yosef and Mitzrayim, it'll be a whole different limud. It'll be a whole new way of understanding. So, v'hu nista b'sar Chanukva. Now we know that when the husband and wife are together, the zachar, the aver, the bris, the zachar, is concealed within the nekeva, within the wife, within malchus. V'hu nista b'sar Chanukva v'loy mezgala b'chutz. So if somebody would see such a thing, they would say, there's no zacher here. There's no zacher. They would think that there's an akeva. They wouldn't see the zacher. If that could be isolated, there wouldn't be a zacher. And you would think, wow, this woman had a baby, like immaculate conception. You know, this just had a baby like that. Wow. How did that happen? It's all her doing. It's all her doing. It comes completely from her. Of course, that's not true. It comes from the Zohar. From the Yichud, the Zohar and the Keila. When he says, Mamish b'chinas Yosef HaTzadik. That this is Mamish the b'chin of Yosef HaTzadik. Shon Rom, she Yosef mole asiya ve'eshtadlus rabba. Now by Yosef you see that he's one of the busiest people who ever lived. Yosef HaTzadik is mole asiya ve'eshtadlus rabba. Mole asiya ve'eshtadlus rabba. Filled with asiya. Filled with hishtadlus, doing and thinking and coordinating and building, and he's always making hishtadlus. Umatzliach ma'od etzel Potifar ubeves asar. Now we'll use matzliach back home, but he's matzliach in a tremendous way by Potifar and in the prison. Well, the parashas mikates on Rome also. Isa upal rabos ma'od Isa paro, and he becomes Paro's right hand man. That's a big job. He's busy all the time. The nira l'chayre shekol Yosef melubash v'saychateva. If you would study Yosef, you would see it looks like this man is completely preoccupied with teva and ishtadlus. He's out there. He's out there in the world. He's not even an Eretz Yisrael. He lives in a place that is submerged in teva. Everything he does, he's the first person to clock in every day at work. And he's mole yishtadlus. So the whole inyan of Yosef is melubish b'seich teva va'asiya shabal mazeh, and he's making plans and he's figuring out and the economy and he's the mashbir the whole Mitzrayim. He's in charge of everything. Ella shakos of Merilon and Mufiroshos, shakol mashu ha'oise, Hashem atzliach b'yada. But the Torah reminds us, in the midst of all of that busyness of Yosef in Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us again and again that everything that Yosef is doing, Hashem atzliach b'yada. Hashem is matzliach b'yada. But the birkas Hashem alav b'bayis u'besoda. The Torah is constantly reminding us. And Yosef himself is constantly reminding those around him who are enamored by him, by his unbelievable talents, his accomplishments, and so on. And his response always is, Biladai Elokim. Yeah, Biladai Elokim Yanishloim Paro. It's not me, Biladai. It's not me at all. Elokim Yanish. It's all the Rebbeinu Shlom. Then he can on the row in Mamish is a chibur hashalom ben hashef ha'eloki uben hashtadlus hamazis. Now, we're talking about Yosef, who is the merkava of the midah of Yisod. We're not talking about just a tzaddik. We're talking about the tzaddik. Yosef is the merkava of the midah of Yisod. He is tzaddik Yisod olam. So you might think that Tzadik Yisod Olam's appearance in the world would be like flying in on a cloud and performing all kinds of miracles. Tzadik Goyzer, Kesh Baruch Hu, all that nice and fancy stuff. But the Tzadik emerges in this world in the life of Yosef, Davki, in such a way where he's on the outside a person of tremendous ishtadlus. Tremendous ishtadlus. He is the midah of tzaddik, which is yisod, which is zocher, which is kutcha bricho, which is Hashem, everything about Hashem. So the way it plays out in Yosef's life is not that he sits back and does nothing. Zakir, he's the busiest person on earth. He's the busiest person on earth, but every single second is b'aladai elokim. It's not me. Hashem aslich b'yodam. The zocher hidden in the nekeva. That's Yosef, because that's the givui of the midah of Yisod in this world that Hashem wants. Not that we shouldn't do anything. Otherwise, he could have left this in Shemayim. He sent this into this world. It's a world of bechira and of hestaponim and so on. And shalom rom she Yosef pol b'chokma amukamoy b'darchei tov. Therefore, Yosef read the papers every day. Yosef was following the stock market. Yosef didn't just say, you know, it's not, I don't have to do anything, I'm just going to sit back and Hashem's going to take care of it. He was probably Chochma Mukumai B'Dachatava. He was a genius. He was a genius in the economy and that. He was a genius. Shein Nimsa Kamo Ish Novan V'Chocham. Parva says, there's nobody like Yosef. Ish Novan V'Chocham, so smart. Umole Svuna L'Snaiho Nochem B'Soch Dachatava. Who knew the markets better than him? Who was smarter than him? Mamish Koach Hanukva. Now that's the Koach of the Nekeva. Remember, the Nekeva is Malchus. Malchus means Teva. So on the surface, Yosef appears to be the embodiment of Teva, of Hishtadlus, of Malchus. That's how he's disguised. Yosef is a person of disguises, right? Yosef is covered. Yosef is wearing a disguise. His brothers didn't recognize him. He's wearing a disguise. He looks on the outside, Nekeva, Sait HaMalchus. Even the fact that he was Masalsal Basaro, which is an odd thing, right? That he was this hair and he was interested in how he looks. It's a strange thing. It's not a male Indian. I mean, I'm not talking about nowadays. But he's Masalsal Basaro, that he cared about his appearances and his looks. The disguise of Yosef was Nekeva, was Malchus. That was the disguise. Teva, Hishtadlus, Nekeva. Shehi Hapula B'Dachei Teva, which is being busy and working and doing what you have, what you need to do in the world of Teva. V'haya Yosef Moli Mimena. Yosef, when we look at him, is filled with Hishtadlus, with Teva, with work, and so on. Shekein ha-yisayid melubash b'malchus v'nistar bo, because this is how Hashem Yisboch wants it, that tzaddik is Yosef is the midah of tzaddik. Tzaddik is yisod. The tachlis is not that there should be a world of miracles. The Rosh Hashanah has that. That's in Shemayim. This is a world where the miraculous kutshabrifu, the zohar, is concealed, is hidden within teva. And that is exactly what's happening with Yosef HaTzadik. HaYisod is melubash b'malchus v'nistar ba. It's enclosed. Yisod, just as the yichud of the husband and wife, that the yisod, the bris, is melubash, becomes enclosed in the woman, which is malchus. That means nes becomes enclosed and hidden within teva. Now, of course, the nukva we spoke about, that's the Eishes Chayil. The nukva is Malchus, which is filled with all kinds of koichos and teva, doing things in teva. Sorry? Doing things in teva. V'hu chachmaso upikhusoi b'nihul hamedina. Therefore, Yosef is a genius, taking care of the Malchus, a brilliant tactician, economist, whatever, politician, running the entire Medina, va'olam kuloi, and the whole part of the world at that time. K'moshe Rami Parsha, like we see in Chumash. Umitzad sheini, and that's what we see. You see, it looks to us like everything is Teva, Malchus, Ishtadlus, the Nekeva, that's what we see. Umitzad Sheini, on the other hand, Hakol Naveh Mahasherish Apnimi, shuv birchas Hashem. Everything is coming in a very remarkable way. Everything is playing out, of course, misherish ha'pnimi, which is birchas Hashem. Hu ha'shefa shel ha'dchur, which is the shefa of the zocher. Shu shem shemayim ha'shogu b'fiv. Therefore, every single thing Yosef Tzadik says, everything he says is Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. I know you think it's me. I know it looks like it's me. That's what he's always saying. It looks like it's me. You think that it's me. It's not. Vu inyan ha'yesod. That's the inyan of yesod, which is Tzadik, which is the zocher. Right? Meis. Hashem. Kutshubrichu. Shu'or ha'dchura, which is the light of the zocher. Shemulubash benukva, which is enclosed and hidden in the nekeva. She has gala bebirur bekoichel she Yosef HaTzadik. That was misgala in a clear way in the koich of Yosef HaTzadik. Shoyem moleid birchas Hashem. Yosef HaTzadik shoyem moleid birchas Hashem, filled with birchas Hashem, besoich levushi ha-teva. In the garments, in the disguise of teva. After learning earlier what the Inyan of Chanukah is, after learning all about that, we understand why the Yom Tov of Chanukah comes out during the Parashas of Yosef HaTzadik. Well, that's brought down already in the Kadmonim, that Yosef is the Gematria Melech Yavan. Yosef is the Gematria Melech Yavan. When you see such a Gematria, what does that mean? Yosef is the Gematria Melech Yavan, the king of Greece. It means, of course, that Yosef is the secret of how to defeat the king of Greece. Zelumazeh. Yosef is the Koach Neged Melech Yavan. But Davke Yosef. On the outside, Yosef looks like he's very much a part of the world of Yavan, which was fascinated by beauty and physical success and wealth and so on. On the outside, Yosef looked like he was a member of that world of Yavan. But Yosef is the tzaddik. But the tzaddik in this world is melubash davke nishtadlus in teva and malchus. That's the connection, the yichud of kutshu b'yichud and shchinteh, and the shchina of yisod and malchus. And therefore, in the end, Yosef spells the downfall of Malchus Yavan, because Yavan means Teva. Yavan means everything is nature. That's Greece. Everything is Teva. So Yavan would think that they found a sympathizer in Yosef HaTzadik. He is a man. He is the most successful prime minister, politician, business person on earth. Good looking guy. Put together, he's one of ours. Not some kind of guy sitting in cuddle. He's this is a good looking guy. He's put together. He's in charge. So Yavan looks at Yosef and thinks that Yosef is one of ours. The brothers on their level made a mistake with Yosef at Sadiq. On the other Madrega, we're not going into that right now, but they made a mistake. They didn't touch him up the right way. But Yosef is disguised. So Yavan falls for Yosef. Yosef, the joke is that Yosef is the Gematria Melech Yavan, because Yosef is the spy who infiltrates into Yavan. Yosef is the spy, our man in Mitzrayim. Like, you remember Eli Cohen, all of a sudden, our man in Damascus? So Yosef HaTzadik is our man in Mitzrayim. He's our man in Erev HaSaaretz. And he's our man on Wall Street. He's our man in Meridian. Meaning, a Yid, an Erlich Yid, who loves Torah, whose entire life is to be a Jew and to learn and to daven, and he is Malubash in the working world of Tuileries as well, of downtown Manhattan or of Valley Stream. I don't know what it's called over there. Valley Stream. It's melubash in the, but if you get those people for a second, you stop them and say, in the middle of the busiest moment on the computer, or buying some building, you say, is what's the tachas of your life, then each one of those people closes his eyes and says, Eina b'mavada, that's the shame. The tachos of life, this is the tachos. I should be standing here handling with people over some money. I should be handling over some shmatas or some buildings or something. It's the tachos of my life. But the tachos is the bari olam. The moment we forget that chas v'shalom, then we slip into yavan. And that's what Hanukkah is all about. The bimchazikas, just like the jar of oil, we learn is something which does light. Oil lights, but if you would stick around and watch it, back then by Hanukkah you'd say something is strange about this. It's functioning in the natural way that oil functions, but it's miraculous. It's all Hashem hidden in this. Again, it's the Zohar Melubash in the Nekeva. We learned that when it came to the military victory of Hanukkah, they were strong people. The Makim and the Hashmonaim, they worked out. They were training. But if you stopped you, the Makim, and you said, no, Rabbi Yehuda, what do you think? You guys are really, you know, you should be in the Olympics next year in Athens. Then Yehuda Maki, he starts to cry. He says, every single time me and my brothers, we lift a finger, it's L'Shem Yichu Kutshabichu Shchintei. It's the Bari Erlam, Mid Baladai. Elokim Yane Shlem Par Baladai, it's me. Because you see I got big muscles. You see I'm a tough guy. You see I had to swing a sword. Therefore what? Yehuda Maccabi. Maccabi is Micha Moicha Be'elam Hashem. That's what means Maccabi. Micha Moicha Be'elam Hashem. There's only God. That's Malubash in his status and Teva. It's Malubash. It's enclosed in such a way. As he says, Shem Shemaim Shagar Bechiv, who ingin ha-yesayit, shil or ha-dchor melubash b'nukra, shes gala b'vir b'kach shes ha-salik, shumali b'ch z'shem b'sofa, v'lo b'chdi chal chag chanukah b'parash ha-seilu, four lines up over there from the bottom, shekein Yosef ha-chashmanoim, heim mamish oysa b'china shil ha-slavshus shefa ha-dchor b'sof ha-nukrah, because Yosef and the Chashmanoim are exactly the same. Tzadik Yisod Olam. Yisod, which is Melubash in Teva and nature and Ishtadlus. Shnigam Bechinas Hoid. Shuhu Bechinas Chanukah, Kanoda. Now we know that Hod is the union of Chanukah. Kedei Lahoidais. The union of Chanukah is Hod. That's a very, very big subject. The need of Hod. Shuhu Bechinas Chanukah, Kanoda. Hi Kamoha Yisod, which is a Bechina of Yisod. Shuvislavshus Hashefa Halim Bezachanukva. We're not going to go into that now, all the different spheres. Shubchinis Netzach Hoid Yisoid Hemshor Shehofaras Hadchura Bezachanukva. Kenoda, for those who learn this from, you know that Netzach and Hod, which are the two legs, right? The right leg and the left leg. Ni'imais be a Mincha Netzach. The right leg is Netzach. The left leg is Hod. And Ois Bris Kodesh is Yisod. So, it's a system of Netzach, Hod, Yisod. So the union of Chanukah is Hod. The union of Chanukah is Hod, but that's not for now. The point is that Nes, Kutchabichu, is Melubash in Teva. That's Yosef at Tzadik, and that's the whole union of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Tovkuf Ayin Vav, Inke, Kol in Yonos of Yosef, Shubachinas Ayesoid, Humamish Soid Nais Nister. Therefore, the whole union of Yosef is Nais Nister. Is hidden miracle. And that's why Yosef is hidden. Yosef is hidden. From the beginning, when he was a boy, back in Eretz Yisrael. They never understood him. They didn't get him. He's always malubash. He's always mislabish. He's always disguised. And then later on, because of the beard, with a beard, without a beard, you can't recognize your brother because he shaved. They didn't shave, so you can't recognize your brother. He's hidden. And the greatest disguise of Yosef was that he was disguised as a successful business person, a successful politician. He was very matzliach in this world. But it was all nice. Even the Egyptians were able to see that something strange about this guy. It's not just a regular thing. This person's success is something. It's not natural. There's something supernatural about this person's success. This was bothering them. There's something that's not normal about this guy. Everything he does seems to be chachma, and seems to be seichel. He's a genius. He interprets dreams. He's a financial wizard, you know. But something is not normal. He's not normal. Hachama Paro hanimzik is a isha shiruach elokimbo. Paro, to his credit, so Paro said hanimzik is a isha shiruach elokimbo. There's something different about this person. It's not just his intelligence and his good looks. There's something else going on over here. This is a person, Asher Ruach Elokim Bo. It's ironic that, we're not going to go into this right now, it's ironic that there's something that was misgal for Paro that his own brothers took longer, it was longer and harder for them to come to that. Ruach Elokim Bo. That's because they themselves were different midas in the spheres and different grades. The Paro was a, you know, it's like the Gemara says that when you hear dogs barking, Elio bali ear, klofim tzarkin. The dogs, because there's nothing, they don't have anything. They're empty. So therefore, because they're so empty, they feel that something is going on, something is different. So when Elio Navi comes to the city, even though all the tzaddikim and the kedoshim of the city don't know that, the dogs start to bark like Mishim, they start to go crazy. Something changed it. Because they're nothing, the Maral explains this. Because they don't have anything, so when there's something, a little bit of a change, it's like when you meet somebody in Nebuch, that's like not 100%, you know. So it could be a Narishkeit, a Kleinigkeit, and it becomes a big deal. So here it's interesting is that there was a certain sensitivity that Paro had. He wasn't putting his finger on it, but he was saying, is that don't tell me that this kid is just what's the guy's name that Zuckerberg, you know, he made the Facebook, right? It's not just like an early Zuckerberg, you know, a smart Jewish kid. There's something else going on with this guy. Because Yosef is the Bechin of Yisod in its complete form. Not open miracles, but rather, Shahay Mitzad Echad Melubash B'Seichatava. On the one hand, is Melubash B'Seichatava, is enclosed in nature, in his intelligence, in his Tzlach of this world. U'Po'al Be'am Tzu'usay Mamish, and Yosef Atzadik is doing everything in Teva, umitzad sheni. But on the other hand, nikar bedira shahadava ba mikoyach shefad chur mamish. It was even Paro was able to see that there's something else. There's something godly. There's something supernatural about this person.
Not in this pasuk. In this pasuk, he's asking first if there is such a person. Afterwards, he says, "Achrei shavtiya elocha elokim elokim."
Okay, but Lamaisa. This posuk, that posuk, Lemaisa, Paro recognized that this was not regular intelligence.
I think it's more like
Well, if you look at the Mefarshim, the Mefarshim don't see that as a question.
Right.
They see that as a whoa, hanimsa, like what is there such a person? He says, "Look at me." That's the Bob Shanti posuk.
I'll edit that out later.
Okay. If you edit it the times that I sound like an idiot, you certainly can take yourself out. Look, Shachibur Adayin Einon Sholem Mamish, Evsha Litois Velach Shoev, Shadovan Asim Koach Hateva Bli Koach Eloki. The way Yisod operates in the state of Shlemus is not, wow, that's the ocean splitting. That's something. We learned already that the Baruch Shem does that Kivyochel B'de'evet, but that's not how Kachrov's in this world. For that, he has the world. high above. That's not this world. This world is, you can make the mistake to think that this is something which happens naturally. Akedekach, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu want that to be, that even Kriyas Yamsuf years later, there are going to be people that will say, well, it seems that twice every 3,000 years there's a certain kind of a wind, and you know, it could happen that the water was maybe went receded to a certain point and they walk through, if it's a certain section of the, and they'll take tests to show. Akedekach, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu play this game. It's unbelievable. That means it's a serious game. I don't mean it's a game for Nash. But Hashem Yisbarach is Malbish Yisod in Malchus. He doesn't want this Indian of like, you know, there's a famous Maaseh with Alter Rebbe Swissy Liner when he left, when he was being taken to the prison. when he was leaving prison, when he was Yitzchak Yosef, when he was freed. So they were taking him, because that prison over there is still there. He's in the middle of the water. And they were taking him on the boat to St. Petersburg from the jail. And they had a couple of guys rowing, you know, on each side. It was one of those old kind of boats. So they're rowing on each side. And it was a Motzei Shabbos, and it was it might not have been a Motzei Shabbos, but it was, because you could look up any Teskes that came out that year. But it was the last time to make Kiddush Levana. The Palfanya was in jail before. He was in a dungeon, and he wanted to make Kiddush Levana. So he was in shackles, chained down in the boat, and they were rowing, and he asked, would you mind to stop the boat for a minute? I have to bless the moon. So they made fun that they're not doing it, and he asked, it says, two or three times, he asked, that would you please stop the boat? I have to make Kiddush Levana. And they told him to shut up and be quiet and whatever that. And then what happened was, this from their reports, what happened was that the oars were in the water and they couldn't move them, and they couldn't take their hands off of them either. And the Balatanya, they didn't know what was going on. They were stuck in water. And they couldn't move. Nothing was happening. And so they said to him, go ahead, Rebbe, you know, say whatever you want, whatever praise you like. The Balatanya then said, continue to row. Then all of a sudden they were able to move again, and they're going, and they're pretty scared, and they're moving. And then after two or three minutes, the Balatanya asks again, would you mind? I'd like to say Kiddush Levana. So he said, sure. No problem. So the Tzemach Tzedek explained. He asked, like, so why didn't he just when they were stuck? Why didn't he just say Kiddush Levana? So the Tzemach Tzedek explained that he didn't want to have an inyan that this should take place through a nes. That wasn't his inyan. He didn't want it should be Kiddush Levana, and that he should be Nana from a nes, and that it should be even Adkedekach, he was malbushit to the Hateva, even though he no longer had a choice and he had to stop them from rowing. He had to do something because it wasn't going to happen. But he was malbushit, and the tzaddikim were very, very careful. There were certain tzaddikim that were not malbushit, and they had a reason why. Like, yes, that there are certain tzaddikim that they're famous for that. It looked like maybe it went off. I don't know.
Not the recorder?
No, not the recorder, the phone. I don't know. I'm afraid to press the button on the bottom. Will that stop? Yeah, see, the phone's still going on.
No worry.
We're in?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I see that the call is over here.
What's over there?
The green line.
Oh, that green line means, yeah, you told me that. The green line, it's still going?
Yeah.
So it's okay. So you see that the Rebbe didn't want to come in such a way. There were tzaddikim that they were not covering things so much because they knew there was Ashgacha, like the Radishitz, Rebbe Sachaber, the Radishitz, and the other tzaddikim Matinus with the Radishitz, that he was like, it was like totally, Tanisim, like all over the place. It was crazy. okay, but there's a hashgacha that people needed some kind of chizuk like that. But generally, that's not a hanhaga that the Rosh Hashanah wants, that there should be open nisim. Zemasha b'dereinu yesha choshu sharak nekoch tzahal nitzachna b'melchemes sheshes yom. For those who remember that feeling of euphoria after the Six-Day War, like, we're invincible. And for secular Jews, the Six-Day War was like, that was Mamash Gan Eden. Because this is we're the Maccabim without God. For many people, it was the Maccabim without God. So, the Israeli army, because we're smart, Jews are smart. And we had this Hamtzah to attack them while they were still in the airport, in the base. And we had, and now Moshe Dayan and the whole Chevron and Rabin. So there were those who made that choice, that to touch up, to interpret the miraculous victory of the Six-Day War as Teva, the same way they looked at Hanukkah. Niyamalu Gruos Yisrael, not Gruos Hashem, right? As we saw the song, Hashem. So the many who thought that Hashem wasn't a shutif in this, there's no Hashem in this. Again, they only saw the Nekeva, they only saw the Malchus, because that's obvious. That you see with your eyes, that's Teva. But they didn't see the Zohar hidden and mislavish, bit mulvish. And it was pretty hard not to see that at that time. It was pretty it was bordering on open. I mean, I don't know what to say, but it was very, very, very unusual things that were going on. And I think in this past Muhammad, this summer, most, I don't know the word, many, many, many Jews who normally do not say Shema Yisrael, normally they're not in that place. But the covering of Teva, The Teva coating of this past summer was pretty thin, was thinner than usual, and we were able to see, but a person, of course, could be standing up Pesach again, and he says, no, it's only the dome, and it's only the Iron Dome, and it's only Jewish know-how and military strategy, and the American help, who. The Zaisman is a Yichud Hashem lo nikar. That Yichud of the Zach and the Keva of Neis and Teva, you don't see. You don't see that Yichud. Lachen Yesh Shetou Loima Shahakol Teva. And therefore, the mistake is easily made. Shahakol Teva. That everything is Teva. Obamas. Hoya Hadov Mikoach Eloki Elyon, the Six-Day War and everything else is Mikoach Eloki Elyon, Shisiyei La'amai V'Nachlosai V'Hitzila Miyad Tzad. Hashem saved us, rescued us from our enemies. Kiyom Ahem is Mahazer. Mikol Makom, that's in the middle of the page, Tavkuf Ayin Vav. Mikol Makom Anurom Etza Yosef Shleimus V'Chibur Mamashi Shaltchur V'Andukver. By Yosef, we see this unbelievable shleimus, this chibur, this connection, shel tchur v'nukva, of zacher and the keva, of tchur and nukva. V'nei l'or zayis novin dvarim amukim. Now we can understand something very deep. Shehuvu b'divrei ha'admar emtsoi b'chabad, mi'chabad, we call the Mittler Rebbe. Shekoy said, the Mittler Rebbe writes, shaha'umnas, Shahumnas shall haobis vashvatam hoyser riyestzam. For the most part, we know that the parnosa of the ovis and the shvatim was that they were shepherds. That was their business. Vu mevoyer, the Mittler Rebbe explains, shahasibulakach hi. The reason for this is, shiriyas atzam, ena de reshes mehaldem rikuz rav, besoicha elamazer. The Mittler Rebbe explains, that the reason that our ancestors loved being shepherds, and that was their main source of income, was because a shepherd does not have to really put himself very, very deeply into inyanim of this world. He's with the animals, and he takes them out to graze, and like the Rambam writes about the others, that they were able to meditate, they were able to not to handle with people and to deal with business. They were They were shepherds. And you know that David HaMelech also. And this is something not only that they did, but they prided themselves that that's who they were. Like we see by Yosef's brothers when they came to Mitzrayim. This is who we are. And this is how our ancestors lived as shepherds. Unlike a person who's Isaac in business, merchandise and business and stuff, it's very, very, it requires a tremendous, tremendous establishment, and tremendous investment of your seichel and your kaiches and nefesh. Therefore, the Rambam and Rishonim explained to us, and the Rebbe is explaining, that this way the others were able to cut back on hishtadlus by being shepherds. When they were out there with the animals don't start arguing with them, and they're able to concentrate and to do what they wanted to do, to meditate and do whatever they want. Because once the shepherd takes the animals out to graze, they would sing and think and talk whatever to the Baruch Shalom. That's what they were doing. Mavar ha'admar, the Mishnah Rabbi explains, shekolz and the mekasher b'emes ha'yisichim l'mayit b'shtadlus v'lasik masakayis, because at the beginning, that was the way of the others, to build from scratch a world of kedusha, a world of ruchnis, a world of emuna. They Hashem put them into that place where there would be very little ishtadlus in this physical world, and more the inyan of ruchnis. Ha'ayim neisha ishtadlus ha'yisik yivyachol b'chines teva. Because work ishtadlus is teva, and Hashem starting things off, Hashem pulled them to a large extent out of that world of teva, so that they could be focused on Him, on Ruach Nisht. Lumasam, however, Mevor Hadmar, the Mitzvah explains, Yosef Tzadik lo asa b'riyas son. It's interesting. The only one who's not in that business, and it's the family business, the only one who's not in that family business is Yosef HaTzadik. Eleven Mitzchav HaPrakmatia. He's running the whole economy. That takes a person mamish away from Ruchnius, and it makes you completely, completely busy with this world. Ubisadlus Rabba, making Hishtadlus. Lachin Ha'achim Hikpidu Alav Shesogu Shushakeh Balamezeh Chalila. Therefore, the brothers had Akpada, because he was already doing this in the earlier stage. And the brothers had Akpada. That they saw him as a person besides how he took care of himself, and that he was Isaac, and that he wasn't going out there. He was Liros as Echad Betzayin. It seems the brothers were watching the sheep, and he wasn't. He was Isaac in his own things. So they had a hakpada because they saw him as somebody that's not from our, this is not our mahalach. We're shepherds. We've always been shepherds. This is who we are. This frees us up from the world and allows us to be focused on ruchnius. What's the matter with him? That's not how he is. Umar be'esik b'chumius al-chezmai ruchnius. They saw him as a person that was preoccupied with the world, not with ruchnius. In a mevor ha'admah, the Mitzvah explains, Sh'remes lo yodu was da'argos or ha'el yonash Yosef. The brothers, it was hidden from them, even though there was such great tzaddikim, they didn't really understand the madrega of Yosef Atzadi. V'ukaisav sh'yosef ha'yanala pesh tovkuf ha'yan zayin. And he writes, Sh'yosef ha'yanala mamash afilu me'ovus. The Mitzvah says an amazing thing. He says that Yosef Atzadi was higher than the others. Sh'ahem ha'yitzuchim was ro'ei tzon. Because in order for them to think about God, they had to have a kind of a job that would facilitate that. So they had to be shepherds where it's light on business and stuff like that, and it's really just a time to meditate. So because they would not have been able to connect to God on such a madrega had they not been freed up from this world at that beginning of our history. Yosef was like an ahaya madrega. Yosef was like lahayat sarach lakach. V'marach levaris gavus nishmas Yosef. The Middle Rebbe talks about the greatness of nishmas Yosef. Shohayim b'chinas yisod, which is b'chin of yisod. Elohim tamsis m'divya admarim. So you remember, well, Ricky, you were in Eretz Yisrael, but you remember on Leil Simchas Torah we were talking, and on Sukkot we're talking about the union of what David HaMelech said. Es halach l'fnei Hashem ba'atzos achayim. Es halach l'fnei Hashem ba'atzos achayim. I walk before Hashem in the land of the living. So Chazal say ba'atzos achayim is talking about the shvokim, the marketplaces. That's a shocking thing. The same person who said, "Achas shalti meis Hashem oisavake shita beis Hashem kol yimechaye lachzus b'neim Hashem levake mechol," that I should be able to dwell in Hashem's house all the days of my life. He's asking now, "Es halach l'fnei Hashem ba'atzos achayim." So the way that we were learning on Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres was the David HaMelech was saying, "Es halach l'fnei Hashem ba'atzos achayim," that the tachlis is not that you're able to remember this Rabbanu Shalom when you're sitting in the Bais HaMidrash. The tachlis is as halach l'fnei Hashem, even when you're walking ba'aretz ha'chayim, the land of the living, meaning the business, the mall, the market, the world. As halach l'fnei Hashem ba'aretz ha'chayim is the name of David HaMelech, which is Malchus. Yisoid and Malchus is the name of David HaMelech. Yosef HaTzadik and David HaMelech is that combination of Yisoid and Malchus. So David HaMelech is saying the tachlis is as halach l'fnei Hashem ba'aretz ha'chayim. The Metzias, we have a guy that he's a Ne'elech Yid, he's a Yirei Shemayim, and he's afraid to leave the four walls of the Bais Medrash, because the second he leaves the Bais Medrash, he's going to fall into all kinds of tumma. That's a big rachmanis. That's not the plan. The plan is Halach L'fnei Hashem Ba'atzos Achayim, to be amongst the living, and to be a tzaddik. Not that the only place where you could be a tzaddik is in the walls of the Bais Medrash, or in the Teva of Noach. That's what Noach thought. Noach didn't want the world. Noach didn't want to be with the world. He didn't want to be with the world. He wanted to be he wanted to be a tzaddik in a teva. The world is a marvel. The world is a chorm. I'm going to be in the world. I don't want to be in the world. Noach didn't want to be in the world. Avraham Avinu, that's what Chazal tells us. Avraham Avinu, if Noach would have been in the generation of Avraham Avinu, no, because Avraham Avinu was where shvakim. He went outside. You know, he was a very, of course, he was a shepherd, but Avinu, we know, was called Miknamai. He was a very big business person, and Avinu was in the world, and he was Isaac with people. He was talking to people. Noach was running away, and his madrega ran away from the world. He didn't want to engage the world. So is that the tachlis? I don't see that. That's the tachlis. What came from Noach? What came from Avinu? What came from it? This whole siluf, ki'ilu, a Jew can't be a Jew unless he's learning all day. This whole new modern concept that came up, that if you're not learning all day, you're not a real Jew. Not to say that learning all day is not the greatest chus, but if that's not your inyan, that's this whole idea is such a siluf of Yiddishkeit, and it's causing terrible, terrible, terrible tzibrachenkeit. It's also, of course, there are many brachas of people are learning more than ever before, and the more yeshivas, that's all gavaldik. But on the other hand, the tzibrachenkeit is very, very clear. That a person feels that if I leave the Bais Medrash, my whole life is worthless. I'm a bedevit. I'm not anybody. My Rebbe's ashamed of me. My parents are ashamed of me. I'll never marry anybody, because what kind of a decent Jewish girl would marry a guy like me that learns an hour in the morning and an hour at night, and I'm at work all day? All of this is a distortion of Yisoid Malchus, of Yiddishkeit. And therefore, it's not working, because it contradicts how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, which is a way of Yisoid that's Mislavish in Malchus, with of course always there being a Shevet Levi, Jews, special people who are able to sit all day long, and we provide for them. B'simcha, we provide for them. But that every single shlepper, they can't figure out the Gemara Shitaisis, so he's supposed to be 37 years old and his wife's supposed to be working. The whole thing is bizarre. But this is something that is a seal of, it's a distortion of the whole breed of how Hashem Zbach made the world. Now we may call you so. But according to what we've been learning, it's all very, very clear. There's davka, what davka, the midah of Yosef. Yosef is tzadik yisod olam. Yisod means not yisod on its own; means yisod hidden in malchus, and then the keva. This atzma is by shteha b'chinas mamish. Therefore, we see by Yosef Tzadik powerful, powerful energy in both worlds. On the one hand, everything is God. All he talks about is Hashem, Zohar. But on the other hand, it's mislabesh and his ishtadlis is going to work and is being involved in the world. Therefore, Yosef accomplished tremendous things in this world. In Teva. Therefore, Yosef was expected to be mishtadlis in this world. Now we're going to see next time that when he was making too much of ishtadlis, he went over. That's what happened with the Tsar. I'm asking, he went over. We'll talk about that next time. But he certainly is doing what he's supposed to do by making this ishtadlis in the world. A lot of ishtadlis. She's a magal koch hamut v'mamish, was the koch of malchus. That it should be in the shutfis together with the zocher, with what? With kutcher brifu, with nais, with bitochen, the world of bitochen. Even though the others began to draw the Shechin into this world, to bring the Shechin to be mislabish in the physical world, which is the tachlis of creation, therefore, the others were very, very much involved in this world. Avnitzuk and Yaakov were very involved in this world. In the shleimus adavar of Yitzchak Yosef, but the highest level of that was davka by Yosef Tzadik. The beginning of Prakmatia, Vinil Esen Tzarpul, who's taking care of the whole Mitzrayim. He's running the whole country. Vuhu beside Midas Yisod, which is the Midah of Yisod, of the miraculous, which is Bitochem, which is the Zohar, which is Kutcher Bichu. So the Chiba HaShalom and Shamayim Varetz, but it's Mislabesh in what? In Eretz, in physical things, in this world. Ka'imra al Midas Yisod, Da'achid Shmaya Varetz. That's the Midah of the Tzadik that joins together, everything that's above and below. In the footnote, he brings from the Zohar Kodesh, and the guys might probably have to go to Mincha over there, but in the footnote, he brings from the Zohar Kodesh, Inyan Shlovi HaYichud Ben Or Kutcher Bichu, Ushchinte Eitzel HaAvis. Shadavke Yaakovina Haysa Mitos HaShon Vesad Yichud Kutcher Bichu Ushchinte. We see that Davke by Yaakovina, all of his children were tzaddikim. There, there was the Yichud was HaShon HaKeh HaShon HaChad was complete. Besides that Teferis, because that's the balance of Teferis. So that Duchra, Teferis is the Zohar. Lumas Avram b'Yitzchok shayu inyan adayim b'shlovei ha'achana liyichud ha'gomer b'sarik chesed ha'gvur. But shayim kain Avram Yitzchok was still in the earlier stages of chesed and gvur, not the balance of Yaakov, which is the Tiferes. Therefore, Avram and Yitzchok had problems with their children. Shem chines ha'achana liyichud ha'daydim. And therefore, midivya azoy hini Avram ha'yu b'sod ha'chibuk. Avram is the sod of hugging, of embracing. Yitzchok is b'sod ha'nishuk. Yitzchok is the sod of kissing, and Yaakov is the site of Yichud of actual intimacy. Binyan Zerom was beside Yaakov and Ha'ovus Limos, Shahi Vayavdelim, this whole Indian of how each of the Ovus interacted with his wife. Vininsa, Shadavk Eitzah Yaakov of Fiyah Bechinesh Shleimah, Shah Yichud Adoidim, and Davka by Yaakov, you know, was the Shleimus of this Yichud, that's why all of his children were Tzadikim, and Yaakov here Vimoid Mimalacha, and Davka. Yaakovinu, if you look at the Ovis, who was the busiest of the Ovis? There's no question. Yaakovinu was the most. Yes, Ma'avim Yitzchak, Matur Eitzel Lovin, like we see by Lovin. It was brutal, the amount that he was working. He didn't stop. Vishtadlusu Shiyakov, Natuli Eilim Suvachov, Hem Vimalachas, Hem Vispardus, and Tisbeichus, Eilim Vinyin Lovin Vaisa. Therefore, if we look at the Ovis, who was the busiest of the Ovis, both in terms of Parnosa and getting all enmeshed in all kinds of crazy things in this world, it was Yaakov. It was Eitzel what he had. And wrestling with the Malach, all of this, Yaakov is more than the other of us, and therefore he is the one that could give birth to Yosef. Elu told us Yaakov Yosef. Okay, I'm sure you know Yosef who midas Yisod through mamish mikracha Tiferes, which is a continuation of Tiferes. Yisod comes as a continuation of Tiferes. Of course, you have Netzach, you have Netzach and Hoid. Midas Yaakov, Avgamzai, it's nice of Boshe, can you say, Huhu, Atzmus, Koch, Adchur, Shemei, Benuk, for the Koch of the Zohar, that's illuminating the Nekeva, Lachem, Bevadei, Sheinin, Shleimus, Ha'ichud, Ben Adaydim, Afiyah, Bermidas, Ha'yisai, Midas, Ha'yisai, Lachem, Afiyah, Beshleimus, Nihil, Adam, Azamamish, therefore, we see that Yosef is taking care of the whole world. Kemelach, Amanigas, Olam, like a king who's in control of the world, Le'ela, Le'ela, Yosef, Mekal, Ashvatim, Ha'ovis, Hashem Yerin and Moritz, higher, even higher than all gives. But of the others, Yaakov is the one that was mislabish in this physical world more than Avraham Yitzchak. And then Yosef HaTzadik was altogether not a shepherd. He's pragmati, he's mamish, because he's tzadik yisad oilam. That's the midah of Yosef, is a mislabesh in the world of Teva. Now, we'll see next time, Yosef Hashem, that because of that, something went wrong with the bitachon on his level, and his madrega, something went wrong, and Yosef Hashem will finish the maimer, not next week,